The Truth News Network.
When you can't tell the players without a scorecard, when men identify as women, white women identify as Native American, rich, privileged Hollywood types protest wealth and privilege by going to jail for abusing wealth and privilege, and no one has the brass to speak the truth, there's always TNN,
the Truth News Network.
And here to throw the lightning is Dan Newman.
There's actually going to be some lightning and thunder and rain in my neck of the woods today. Don't know about yours. We've got some lightning in our story today. It's about the perfect storm, COVID-19. Hello, everyone. I'm Dan Newman. Welcome back on this Tuesday to Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. We're glad you're here, and let's get started. The original perfect storm, you'll remember, was a nor'easter that absorbed Hurricane Grace and ultimately turned into a small unnamed hurricane. It developed off the coast of Atlantic Canada, October the 29th of 1991. Boy, that's a long time ago. It was forced southward by a ridge to its north. It reached its peak intensity as a large and powerful cyclone. The storm lashed the east coast of the United States with high waves and coastal flooding. But when it moved over warmer waters, the system transitioned into a subtropical cyclone before becoming a tropical storm. We're familiar with tropical storms, especially here in the South. It then executed a loop off the mid-Atlantic states, and it turned toward the northeast. On November the 1st, the system evolved into a full-fledged hurricane, with peak sustained winds at 75 miles an hour. It did approximately $200 million of damage to the U.S. It never was given a formal name, but it was later named the Perfect Storm, and it was named that for a reason. Multiple weather elements had to be a part of such a storm, or it never could have developed, mutated, and taken on its weather characteristics that were so damaging. I believe we are living through the perfect storm of our lifetime. That may eventually be revealed to be one of the greatest travesties in our nation's history. COVID-19 is our perfect storm. And it could not be happening without all of its twists and turns as it has crept through the world and now in our nation. And just as is the original storm, the twists and turns have each been unexpected and therefore surprising in our perfect storm. And each had and has the experts scratching their heads. So why do we call it a travesty? Well, without blowing a conspiracy horn, let me say that numerous elements of COVID-19 do not even resemble the elements of any previous pandemic, nor any of the reported COVID-19 results or statistics. The differences are so stark and so dramatic, they cry for an explanation. And no one who has stepped forward to explain has been able to reveal any of the whys, the hows, or even the here you goes. None of it adds up. It's just like the movie about the real perfect storm. There's just no way this perfect storm should exist. Modern medicine has always found ways to find and expose each and every memory, like those hidden inside of COVID-19. Now, we won't waste your time in detailing each of those. They've been thrown in our faces since early February as part of fruitless explanations by experts for what is happening, how and why it's all happening. And they each have proven to be incorrect. I'm not bashing any of those experts. I'm just simply setting the stage for a serious and objective look at this perfect storm. Nothing happens without specifics, nothing at all. It's the specifics of the COVID-19 storm experts must sort out. They must sort them out. Logic always plays a leading role in pandemics. It always has. There's a formula, a simple formula, A plus B equals C. That's always a constant unless facts are not available to support the identities of A or B. C, obviously, is the pandemic. It appears that is the point at which we find ourselves today. In the case of the perfect storm, the storm occurred because of elements A and B that were both present and they comprised a great portion of the storm itself. A and B together may have actually created the storm. We don't know that. But we do know that the pair added together equals C back in 1991. Our C, of course, is coronavirus. That is certain. So I guess we need to find the identities of A and B. So let's give it a shot. What seen factors are in front of our faces and in our ears every day, all day, regarding COVID-19? There are only three. Number one encompasses all things in medicine related to the virus. Medicine, in this case, means healthcare physicians, technicians, scientists, hospitals and clinics, and lots and lots and lots of pharmaceuticals. These are all hands-on in the fight against COVID-19. Number two is everything people-related pertaining to anything regarding infection, treatment, hospitalization, healing, and sadly, sometimes death. There is a second component in the people-related matter in this equation, and that's communication. In this storm, the people issue has actually become as big or even bigger than the COVID-19, which is our C. And the people component is comprised of many different sources and methods of communication. There's always been the people-to-people version of it. Personal hearsay has existed as long as there have been at least two people on Earth. Then people formed families. Then multiple family groups. Next came folks gathered together in working environments, social groups, etc. And it's been a very successful way to share news and information. And it always happens firsthand. Community-wide communication gave people the ability to pass along details of something on a scale much greater than just one person at a time. That may have been the beginning of written letters. Then it grew into bulletins and newspapers. Electronics gave us digital billboards, computers, the internet, satellites, and each of the specific vehicles with which to communicate on a mass scale. Third in this is in large part the most obvious of all these, but it is so obvious it's almost invisible. Politics. Intrinsic in communication regarding healthcare issues on this scale always involve an additional element to information sharing. Politics becomes a critical part of it. After all, think about it. When a nation struggles with a disease, a pandemic, that impacts its citizens on a scale as had COVID-19, the government must be a part of it. There's no way around that. The larger the crisis, the greater is the government's role. Today's politicians find themselves dealing daily with a huge issue never seen before in the U.S. at any level, such as with this COVID-19, our perfect storm. We've had pandemics. We've had other virus and disease breakouts, none of which has proven to be this widespread this quickly. And with the communication commodity, which provides instant news coverage of anything and everything, politicians have discovered they must control news dissemination to control the narrative sent to the American people. Their reasoning, needing, wanting, and even demanding control of this narrative? Well, to prevent mass chaos that might result in riots in the streets, panic in our retail marketplaces, the destruction of healthcare facilities, and even violence that might rise to the level of severely injuring and even murders of American citizens. So let me round this whole thing up. What's the dilemma in this perfect storm for which no one so far has given a complete and reasonable and believable answer? Here it is. Not one thing that is part of this storm makes any sense. Its origins are unknown. Its method or methods of transmission remain unknown or at least uncertain. Its spreading transmission methods are unclear. Its successful treatment processes remain unknown or are unconfirmed. Its containability has yet not been determined. Whether or not it will mutate into additional and maybe more dangerous strains, is unconfirmed. In all of this uncertainty about our C, COVID-19, why have politicians taken total control of every aspect of this pandemic? I think if we find the answer to that question, we'll find the facts necessary to make this equation work. And remember this, today's politicians do not work alone. It's different now. Politicians during the 8 years of the presidency of Barack Obama found a way to take over and control the messaging of a political party. At least in the Obama years and the 3.5 years of a Trump administration, the media's choice of political party has been, and still is, the Democrat Party. Democrat politicians have recognized that gift, have made it part of the political DNA of their party, and they've weaponized it. And they are using that weapon to take control of every aspect of Americans' lives during our very own perfect storm. There is no conspiracy here. Since the 2016 presidential campaign started, the media have been in the tank for any entity, any idea, any stone they can find to use against Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the media's C in the equation. Their perfect storm. They have turned the people-to-people communication mindset and put it in tandem with the messaging capabilities of today's mainstream media to perpetuate that thinking, that very thinking among the American people. Donald Trump is evil. Now that's nothing new. We've watched it through every attempt of their united front to remove the duly elected 45th president of the U.S. from office. That's a fact. Many people, and I happen to be one of them, think that the Democrat leadership in Congress has concrete plans to use all things coronavirus-related to aggressively attempt to force Donald Trump out of the White House. Whether that happens through formal impeachment or through multiple simultaneously House committee investigations into everything involving the president throughout this pandemic, so much so, he, from exhaustion, will just throw in the towel and say, I've had enough. They'll do anything to move him from their lives and from office. I don't have any answers to how we should respond or what we could possibly do, but know this. When something doesn't smell right, especially when it comes to politics in America today, the smell is always coming directly from something that has spoiled, is rotting, or is already dead, and in doing so, is going to spoil everything around it. Something is certainly, in part at least, rotting, and in part is dead at the U.S. Capitol. And our perfect storm today, it's picking up speed and intensity every single day. Here's the only certainty I can give to you as a guarantee today. We're here. We're part of this. We will continue to be part of this. And we're here for you and we're here with you, side by side. We're digging every day to find the truths of all of this. And it seems like every day we find one little nugget of information that has been buried, sometimes purposely, sometimes just overlooked. But we're finding those every day and we're bringing those to you. We're thankful that you're here with us. We're thankful that you're tuning in, that you're reading, and that you're listening to TNN Live every Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. Central Time, where we go into depth, into details, and often we talk to experts live, and we listen and talk with you that call in on our toll-free line during TNN Live. However you partner with us, however you choose to interact with us, is up to you. But please know this, we're here. And we want to be part of this together with you. Thank you for joining us today for this. Thanks for reading this story today and listening to this podcast. And I hope we talk to you at 9 o'clock this morning on TNN Live. How do you access it? From the homepage where you picked up this story. In the right top corner, there's a blue horizontal banner. At 9 o'clock, just click on that. It will take you right to our live show. If you haven't tried it, give it a whirl today. We'd love to hear from you when you listen to TNN Live. Until we get together again, folks, you have a great day. So long, everybody.
Undeniably the go-to source for nonpartisan, spin-free news from the world.
Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.